Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Diest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program is our newest behavioral health specialist, Samantha Snowfell. Before we get started, I have a few announcements to share on behalf of the hospital. This week is National Hospital Week, and have we got a fun activity for you? As part of our Hospital Week celebration, we are offering a free community goat yoga, and it is tonight. Yes, you heard me say goat yoga, and you might wonder what that is. Well, we have experienced yoga instructor Lori Johnson, who is going to guide participants through yoga poses, and we're going to be joined by baby goats. This is going to be a one-of-a-kind wellness experience, and you do not want to miss out. Again, it's this evening. We're going to get things underway at 5:30 at the West Lawn at Van Diest Medical Center. So it's right out front in the grassy area to the west of the hospital. There is no registration required. We encourage you to bring your own yoga mat or a beach towel. Dress for the weather, dress in comfy clothes, and all ages are definitely welcome. And I do want to stress with those that are participating that the goats are outdoor animals. So, you know, they might want to nibble on you, nibble on your mat. They'll want to just be there and have fun as you're going through your yoga poses. There's going to be tons of photo ops, and we have lined up some wonderful weather for this. So again, we certainly hope we get a great turnout. Free community goat yoga, and it is tonight at 5:30 on the West Lawn at Van Diest Medical Center. Hope to see you there. And I think we're ready to get started into our program. As I mentioned, we have Samantha Snowfell joining us for today's program. She is our newest provider to join our behavioral health services team. Samantha is a licensed mental health counselor, and so pleased to have you join us today. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the program today. For our listeners, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My background, at least in mental health, I started out in community mental health when I was in grad school in Virginia, so saw a lot. I was out in Virginia Beach area, learned a lot there, and then when I graduated, I came to Des Moines, worked for several years in Des Moines, and did my residency, my licensing hours with a gal who did trauma work and EMDR, so I got certified and learned there. And then after that, I went into private practice and had been doing that since about 2017 is kind of my background. Education-wise, I have a master's degree in marriage and family counseling. And then, as Lori said, I'm a licensed mental health counselor. And I've been doing that since, gosh, if you count my internships, I've been working in the field since about 2012 under my belt here. So, yeah.
Fantastic. You bring a lot of experience to the role. I want to ask, what led you to pursue this career?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think a lot of us get into it for personal reasons. I know that was very much the case for me. I was studying kinesiology in college and then had a close family member commit suicide. And so that completely shifted gears for me and got me interested in mental health. I'm from a rural small town place in Iowa. There was nothing available for people for help for things like that when I was younger. And so that really started my passion for mental health care and learning and, well, how do I help somebody who's in this situation that might need it? Because we didn't have those resources.
So true. Yeah. And there are so many people that need these services.
Absolutely.
We were just talking before the program, and I feel like now more than ever, life is hard. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. And so having resources available, we're so thrilled to have you on our team. Yeah. We definitely had a need here. So thank you so much. For those who are unaware about mental health services mm-hmm. and you in your role as a mental health counselor, talk about the types of services that you do offer.
Sure. So I'm what you might consider a generalist. I do have some specialty areas, but I see a whole lot of different issues, things, types of people. I do outpatient therapy services and individual therapy services. I do some couples therapy and do see some teenagers about 14 and up, work with things like anxiety and depression, early childhood trauma, attachment wounds, which would be wounds in our relationships, either from childhood when we were growing up or maybe hurts in dating and adult relationships or marriage. Do some somatic and body work, kind of figuring out, well, how is that presenting in your body? You know, things like depression, anxiety, we carry it in our bodies a lot. So I mm-hmm. also work with that component with people who come in too.
So yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. So there's a lot I do. Mm-hmm. there's a lot available in mental health.
Yes. Yeah. A lot that you can contribute
yes,
to
absolutely.
To somebody's health there.
Yep.
So you did talk about that there are kind of some special areas, maybe some special mm-hmm. interests that are from your training or your education background. Maybe expand upon those areas if you would.
Sure. One of my specialties is trauma work. And I've been trained in a couple different forms of that. One of them is EMDR. I think a lot of people are becoming more familiar with it now. It stands for eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's a mouthful, but it's been shown to be very, very effective for people who have had traumas and maybe have a lot of anxiety, hypervigilance, even carry a lot in their bodies. We can work with that with EMDR. Another form of therapy that I do for trauma work, it's called internal family systems, and we work with those family pieces. Well, how did this develop? You know, what are those relationships that you were in childhood during your developmental years that created some of this for you? Or maybe even some of these beliefs about yourself that are holding you back. Mm-hmm. So we explore that too. Special passion of mine, I'm a horse girl. I've also dabbled in equine-assisted therapies and specifically a trauma-based model. Love the work. Not currently practicing, unfortunately, but it's something I haven't experienced in too. Yeah.
Yes, that's a little tidbit that I think is so fun to share. And it maybe isn't part of your practice right now,
yes.
but potentially it could be.
Yes.
I know you have horses and mm-hmm. and you've done that and you love
yeah.
it. So that might be something that you add
yeah.
into the future.
I would love to, absolutely love to offer that to, yeah, anyway.
Very good. Well, and I'm glad that you touched upon EMDR as mm-hmm. well. You mentioned it in your introduction mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, I want to circle back and make
yep.
sure that people understand and know what that
yes.
is. And
yes.
that is an important piece of really those services that you do mm-hmm. offer.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And for people that you said, you know, that experience trauma, what kinds of things could that be?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, kind of as folks are coming in and I'm doing an assessment or first visit, you know, I explain trauma as really it can be anything in our lives that had an adverse negative effect on us. And that can be things like a medical trauma. Maybe we had an illness or, you know, for some women, they have some really difficult labor and delivery experiences that can become a trauma experience. Car accidents, things like that. And I think that's what most people think of is those big events. And a lot of our traumas are, we call them those little T traumas, they're our relationship wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Those hurts in our lives that really hurt deeply and affected us. And so that's trauma work too. Exploring and healing from those big relationship hurts we've had in our lives.
You did a nice job of explaining that because I think for some people they hear trauma and they think it needs to be this monumental mm-hmm. event that happened that is just life changing. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is that it can be some of those those smaller things that you don't maybe don't even think of as trauma until you have the chance to talk it through with someone. Yes. And that's something that you're carrying and have carried for quite some time.
Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, but those are things we can work with. That's the good news.
Such good news. Yeah. Great. What would you want patients to know about you and your practice philosophy?
Sure. You know, I had to think about this question and kind of sit down and ponder about it. Usually my first session, kind of what I tell them is, well, what you see is what you get. I strive to be the same person in and outside of therapy with everybody I come in contact with. And my philosophy is I'm human too. That's what you're going to have in therapy with me is you're going to have a human relationship. And the relationship part is really important to me as a therapist because, like we just said, a lot of our wounds or the reasons we seek therapy is because we've been hurt in relationships. And so I believe that the therapy relationship can become a really powerful vessel for healing some of those wounds. Because yes, it's a professional relationship, but it's still a relationship between two human beings. Mm-hmm. And that can be healing.
Yes, yeah. And that connection is important.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. We're designed to have connection with other humans. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a little bit my therapy philosophy there. Yeah.
Great to share. You mentioned earlier that you see patients 14 years and older. Mm-hmm. Maybe talk about, are there other limitations within your practice?
Sure. So probably two of the things that I'm not as well versed in would be substance abuse. I don't have a CADC license. But there are some wonderful community services that we work with and refer folks to for that part of service. And we do stay in touch and check in on people. And you know, maybe when they're ready, we absolutely can do some of those mental health-based services.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Great. So the demographics of your practice, you would say?
14 and up is kind of my wheelhouse and what I enjoy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Just getting started here at Van Deest Family Health Clinic, what goals do you have for your practice?
Yeah, you know, I know we talked about equine earlier, and I'm laughing because it's very much a big dream, but I would love to provide equine services to the community here. It's a mode that can be so creative. We get out of that office space, people can be outside in nature, movements can be so wonderful for people with the horses. It's non-traditional, but I think I would love to expand and explore that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be so great to do. I mean, it is kind of next level, but
yes, very much so.
There are so many successful programs and so much that can be gained from that therapy and to have, you know, your expertise and your training. If we could pull it together, that would certainly be great. So we'll see what the future holds for sure. What are you most excited about as you begin your new practice here in Webster City?
You know, I was really excited to be back in a rural community and with the training that I did seek intentionally, it's just a joy to bring care to the folks here in smaller communities in Iowa again. And also excited to be back in direct patient care. I'd had some other roles that took me out of that for a little while, and truly it's where my heart is. I love working with patients. Yeah.
That is so great.
Yeah.
How about we want to make sure that we get your schedule of when you're available. What are your days and hours at the clinic?
I am here from 7:30 a.m. bright and early for you morning people to 5 p.m. I'm here Tuesdays to Fridays. This is my schedule. Yep.
Okay. And, you know, that's what's really nice, though, is that you do have those early morning appointments. So for someone that maybe has, say, an 8-to-5 job or 9-to-5 job, if it does work better for you to come in earlier, there is availability for that.
Yep, absolutely. I've had quite a few folks who do that for me.
Yes, yep. I'm sure. And let's talk about how a person can schedule an appointment with you, because we have a few different options and we want to make sure that we're getting that out to our listeners as well.
Sure. So they can call and schedule just with the clinic. Just call the main office number, schedule just like you would a normal doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. Just let them know you're going to see Samantha for therapy. The other way you can schedule, we do have a patient portal that I am now available to schedule on. So if you find my name and picture on your patient portal under providers, if you click, it'll show you some of the time slots I have open, and you can go from there.
And that is such a great way for people to schedule appointments. And we were just bringing it up. We know it's available. It's easy. You can schedule online. You can do a search by provider. You can put in some keywords and phrases. But if you search on Sam Snovell, it will show you dates and first availability and times for appointments. So it's so easy. You can do it at your own convenience when it works for you. And so we're really encouraging people to try it out if they haven't. So, and otherwise, of course, people can certainly call Van D's Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. So a person that might schedule their first appointment with you, what could they expect for their first appointment?
So, and I go over this with folks too, but that first visit with me, we're doing what we call our intake assessment, which just a fancy way to say it's we get to know each other. Mm-hmm. I'll ask a lot of background questions, get to know you, kind of figure out what's going on for you. What is happening? Are we doing trauma work? Are we treating anxiety and depression? Do we maybe need to make a referral for medications? What's that look like? But really that helps me get to know somebody. And it also helps patients to feel out, am I a good fit for them? Because that actually is important in therapy. Mm-hmm. So they get to know me too during that time. But that's about 45 to 60 minutes, that first visit. And then at the end, we do make that plan for the next steps, which would be, how often are you going to see me? What are our goals? Maybe some ways we might accomplish those goals or strategies we might use in sessions together.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, the first appointment is an in-person appointment, correct?
Yes, correct. Okay. First, and that's just, I like to see you. I like to get to know you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that you can come in and meet me too. Just mm-hmm. that in-person, that word you used earlier, that connection piece. Mm-hmm. This is really important. So you get that by coming in person.
So very important. And then, depending on what the schedule looks like going forward, there are options, and people can do in-person appointments or they could schedule appointments virtually as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I have telehealth available too for folks for the flexibility.
Very good. All right. Well, the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so it's a great time to welcome you and have you on as doing kind of an introductory program. But I certainly want to touch on the importance of this month and creating awareness. What is one thing you would share with listeners about their mental well-being and the importance of it?
Yeah, I had to sit and think about this question asked you that before the interview here. And something that came to mind is, especially springtime, summertime here in Iowa, we get really busy. A lot of us, we're working, we have kids. If you're, a lot of us farm or involved in that environment here. So it's a really, really busy time of year. And something that came to mind for me in talking about this topic was rest. How are we taking care of ourselves? And I think the big thing there is, what does that look like? Like paying attention to the signals our body is giving us. Do we need rest? Do we need to take a break? Do we need to say no to something so that we can take care of our mental health and our physical health? Just that pause. Just take that minute to pause. Well, what's my body telling me? Are my shoulders really tight? Am I clenching my jaw all the time? And is my stomach upset? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And answering those questions and then maybe doing some things differently to take care of ourselves. Yeah.
I think that is such a, just a, several key points that you shared there, kind of taking like that internal assessment. Life mm-hmm. is busy. Mm-hmm. And so often we're not taking the time, not doing that. Just pause. I love that you said that. Pause and take a look. You know, am I wearing a tense look? Am I carrying stress in my body? Mm-hmm. And why? If I am, mm-hmm. why is that happening? What do I need to do to free that up,
yes.
to change that?
Yep, yes. Exactly. Yep,
yes,
exactly.
And that's one thing I really do appreciate about Mental Health Awareness Month is it is about kind of taking that time for you so that you can be better for other people.
Yes.
You know, and it really helps all of us. And so the more that we can do and spread the word and share the messaging, the better off we're all going to be.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great tips to share. Thank you. So you've shared a little bit about yourself, and so we might know a little bit of this, but I like to ask it. When you're not seeing patients in the clinic, what do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Yeah, well, I mentioned horses. Mm-hmm. I do have 3 personal horses of my own. That's a big part of my life. 2 dogs. I don't know how many barn cats we have at this point. you know, so that's something that's part of my life. Grew up farming and we have a little small acreage now that we're fixing up, getting ready for horses. Time with family is important to me. We like outdoorsy stuff, hiking, being on the trails, taking the horses trail riding. We do a lot of camping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, sounds great.
Yeah.
We're just rolling right into the perfect season.
Yes, we are. I'm very excited for riding season.
Oh my gosh, I bet. I think we're all so ready for spring to really come around, mm-hmm. and we know that summer is right on the heels. So
yep, absolutely.
Yes, fantastic. Anything else that you'd like to share as we finish out the program today?
Oh gosh, you know, I can't think of anything other than thank you for having me and that I'm really enjoying it so far, and the folks we see as patients are wonderful.
That is so great. Well, the feeling is mutual. We are thrilled to have you here. Again, I want to mention to listeners that Samantha is available Tuesday through Friday for appointments at Van Dees Family Health Clinic, 7:30 to 5. You can call the clinic at 515-832-7800. Or you can go online, and it is so easy. Trust me. You can go to vandeestmc.org, schedule online, and you can see Sam's schedule, her first availability, and make that appointment. So thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Very good. That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where our focus is you.